Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Louisiana, a mother and one of her two abducted children are found dead, with the ensuing manhunt crossing state lines, and we have all the details. In Tennessee, two teens and an 18-year-old are shot after a mother finds the daughter's boyfriend sleeping in her bed, and four are arrested after planning an ambush of Baton Rouge Police Department officers. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, June 18th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
What?
What?
Woody Overton's back.
Alive and kicking.
That's it, man. Kicking. Live and in person.
Just before we get started, first of all, thank you, Jim. Again, thanks, yeah, KJ, thank the week before. Thank you to my wife, Cindy, for filling in, but thank you for carrying the torch.
You ain't got to thank me, brother.
Well, you know, we'll I love you. Y'all, look, I got so many well wishes and prayers, and I don't ever ask for that, but when I was in the hospital and legitimately on death's door, it was around 10 o'clock at night, I told Cindy, I said, just get online. We got the best fans in the world. And ask for prayers or, and well thoughts or what have you, because I believe that. I know that that works. And legitimately, I was almost dead for three out of the 8 days in the hospital. But tune into the Real Life Real Crime original. Patreon members, you'll get it earlier this week in Convicts. But I'm going to tell the story. I think it's an important story, and it's also a testament to the lifers and the fans and what we've built. I had so many people, Jim, from around the world and old friends and so many people communicate, even like Sheriff Jason R.
Yeah.
All my old working buddies.
Lance Landry.
Yeah, Lance Landry and Brian Paul and Ben Bourgeois and Ben Ballard and Calvin and all and just everybody that did it. I didn't get to look much at social media and stuff, but when I did, it was overwhelming for me, and I want y'all to know how much it meant to me. And there were several times that I had given up And honestly, and I said, Jesus, just take me home because I couldn't deal with it. So y'all, whatever you sent me, I appreciate it. You got me through. I'm back. Last day of home health care is today. Another 45 days of medicine after that. But it all being Real Life, Real Crime original. And I'm so thankful to be here today, alive and breathing in the studio. And let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday. I mean, y'all going to be on every episode from here on out.
Period. So we're going to go to Louisiana. And before I start this story, I just want to tell everybody, anytime that I get an Amber Alert, and I'm like, I'm sure most people out there, I absolutely stop everything I'm doing and I say a little prayer.
Right.
And I also look around me and see if I see the car, I'm out and about, that shows up on that Amber Alert. They are so important to locating missing children, and it does happen more than people think because of those Amber Alerts.
Well, a lot of people might not remember how this came about. A little girl named Amber got abducted and ultimately murdered, and they passed basically a bill stating that anytime someone is abducted or kidnapped or in potential danger, we're going to post this everywhere. Now, I travel back and forth to Wisconsin a lot, all over the country, and you'll see on the interstate when they have the Amber Alerts, they'll say the flashing signs, Amber Alert, look for vehicle, call 911.
Yes.
And the reason why, because it works most of the time.
Yeah.
It works, and you have so many more eyes than just the law enforcement looking for them.
That's right. So there was an Amber Alert issued on this story I'm about to tell you, and it had a tragic ending. So we'll just get right into it. A 36-year-old named Daniel Callahan was arrested. This was on Thursday after a 35-year-old mother was found dead and her two abducted children were later discovered in Mississippi. One was dead. The other was injured but alive. 35-year-old Callie Burnett was found dead by her father on the floor of her bedroom inside her locked mobile home after having been reported missing by her parents just 24 hours earlier. They had spoken to her last on Tuesday morning. Callahan is accused of committing brutal and heinous acts of violence, including the killing of Callie Burnett and her 4-year-old daughter, that from the sheriff's office in Tangipahoa Parish. Callahan's accomplice, Victoria Cox, who is 32, was arrested on Friday of last week at a motel in South Jackson. Both have been charged with capital murder and sexual assault, and y'all, that's Jackson, Mississippi.
Right.
Jackson investigators said the wooded area where the girls were found showed signs the location could have been used for human trafficking, including small animal cages with no animals around, according to the sheriff. Our hearts are with all of those affected by the tragic event of these unspeakable crimes, that from Sheriff Daniel Edwards in a social media post. Earlier Thursday, an Amber Alert was issued for Burnett's abducted daughters, ages 4 and 6, after the mother was found dead in her home. Jimmy Travis, who is the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff, spearheaded that Amber Alert.
He's not actually a sheriff. He's one of the lead deputies.
Chief. Yeah, I apologize. I said sheriff.
Daniel Edwards is a sheriff.
Yeah.
And my mentor, Kearney Foster, after he retired from Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, went and was the chief.
Yeah.
Whipped those guys into shape in Tangipahoa Parish.
So after hours of searching law enforcement in Jackson, Mississippi, which is about a 2.5-hour drive from where we record, about 2 hours from Tangipahoa Parish, they get a call from a citizen. And that citizen said someone was pulling on doors. And it didn't specify, and I really couldn't find out. I'm assuming car doors. It didn't specify whether it was car or home doors. Doesn't really matter. Somebody was yanking on doors. And so an undercover officer happened to be in the area. He heard the call. And so he starts looking for someone pulling on doors. He has no idea this is related to this Amber Alert. So he sees a suspect pulling on these doors, and he initiates a pursuit of that suspect. Callahan was eventually arrested in a wooded area near a house. and the four-year-old's body was found unburied in the woods behind that home. The other sister was found injured but was taken to the hospital. It's very, very disturbing to me as a police chief and as a father to witness and see what I just saw, that from the sheriff in Jackson, Mississippi. And they're conducting an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death. Due to signs of some human trafficking done, authorities have reached out to human trafficking divisions in Mississippi as well as the FBI. They saw a lot of cages around this home. And as I said earlier, there were no animals around. That's going to raise an eyebrow, right? So investigators believe the suspect had dated Burnett on and off. And when the Amber Alert was issued, it said a man later identified as Callahan was wanted for questioning in a domestic violence incident, which occurred at the time of the abduction and resulted in the homicide. So a lot of people are saying, what happened? Well, it sounds like, from what the police are saying, there was a domestic violence incident. He ended up killing, obviously killing this young lady and then abducting her two kids.
Let me put it in context real quick too. This happened in LaRanger, Louisiana. Yeah. And LaRanger, y'all, is a very rural area. It's more grown up now. I spend a lot of time driving through there every day on the way to Florida Parish Juvenile Detention Center, et cetera. Really, really country. So it's not like they're in one of these big neighborhoods with cages and yard or whatever. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, this guy lived down the road from this victim. So rural area, the very fact that, you know, she got discovered as quickly as she did is pretty amazing.
It really is. And, you know, so they arrest Callahan. They take him into custody. And it was interesting that he had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. So, which is different in these cases. Usually, yeah, good. Great for the cops. They let him go. Right, you know, he started talking to these press cameras. That shows you how arrogant this guy is. It's all about him, right?
That's an old trick, Jim. We used to do it, especially if I had a guy that was talking. I'd get everything I could out of him. And then I probably shouldn't say this, but I would tell him, I mean, this is after the rights and everything else. And we'd call the news, right?
Yeah.
Perp walk. And I would tell him, look, you got to put a human face on yourself. When they ask you questions, and you know, they're always like, did you do it? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I said, you got to put your human face on them to tell them exactly what you told me. And this asshole did it.
Boy, he sure did.
He can't take that back.
Right? No.
And he put it out there of his own free volition because he's an idiot, obviously.
So you're probably wondering what he said, and we've got him in his own words. We're going to go ahead and play that for you, and that's right here.
Mr. Callahan, do you have anything to say? Did you kill Amber Burnett?
Unfortunately, on Lexapro, sober, no drugs in my system, I did.
Why?
Why did you kill the three-year-old girl?
I have no reason for what I did. All I know is I want to say I was sober and only on Lexapro and off Lexapro, and I'm also diagnosed borderline with a multiple personality disorder, and I have not had to talk to a lawyer, and I'm on suicide watch, but I'm not suicidal. But
Did you kill her mom? Did you kill her mom?
Of the Lexapro.
Did you kill her mom?
His mom.
Aaron's mom.
I'm at Rankin County Jail. I would like an interview.
Do you regret what you did?
Completely.
You regret what you did?
I would kill me, and I'm going to... I have told them everything that I did, and I have agreed to not fight it. Speedy trial. And the death chamber. Whatever it is, though.
Do you hope for the death penalty?
For what I did? Lethal injection is the easiest thing for me.
Are you pretending to be crazy?
No, I'm not pretending to be crazy. Look me up in Region 8. Borderline multiple personality disorder. You better look it up before
so you
say
have
pretend
no-
to be crazy.
Okay,
yeah, I'm certified. I was only at Nut House 2 weeks now.
That right there was
Callahan's no stranger to police mm-hmm. himself. In 2006, he was convicted of improper telephone communication, which could mean that he was harassing someone.
Louisiana Revised Statute 14285. It's harassing telephonic or electronic communications.
There you go. And, you know, you could be making threats.
Right, you could be
an ex-girlfriend that you won't leave alone.
Absolutely.
Those sort of things. And he was also convicted in 2009 of three counts of simple burglary in Tangipahoa Parish. Those are all felonies.
Right. Yep.
So, apparently, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
This is true.
Seems this asshole wasn't the only one in his family who committed disgusting crimes like this. Daniel Callahan is none other than the son of Kelly Wayne Draught. Now, if you're from this area of Louisiana, especially Livingston Parish, you know this name pretty well. Way back in 1990, Draught met a 19-year-old female named Rebecca Forbes at the Italian Festival in Tangipahoa Parish.
I was there.
Woody was there.
Legitimately there. In every town, every town has its own festival, basically. Yeah. And in Independence, Louisiana, the Italian festival is a big freaking deal.
Huge.
And it's a huge Italian population, but we used to go there every year. I was there this year, and I remember when this girl came up missing.
Well, sadly, that was the last time anyone saw that young teen alive. 3 weeks later, her decomposed body was found along the banks of the river in Tangipahoa Parish. So Draught gets questioned about it, but tells detectives that he last saw the teen around 10 p.m. that night. However, police found blood spots in his car that matched Forbes' blood. He was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 21 years behind bars, which I can't believe he got that light of sentence, right. But he did. But it gets even crazier, Woody Everton. Yep. While serving that sentence, a woman helped Draught escape from prison. Her name was Robin Duvall. During their escape, they kidnap a 17-year-old from a convenience store at gunpoint before Draught shoots Duvall in the face, the one who helped him escape.
She can't talk.
He then takes the teen and fled to Arkansas. The teen was forced to drive during a police chase. The teen intentionally crashes a car into a ditch, and Draught then shoots himself before he could be arrested. Yep. He gets airlifted to a Memphis hospital in critical condition, and he dies a short time later. There's so much more to this story, which is dominating the news everywhere. Right. You look, and we'll keep you updated. Yes. But what an insane,
crazy, crazy story. Now,
turn of events.
They absolutely, unequivocally have come out and stated they're going for the death penalty. And as they should.
As they should.
And this guy, I mean, besides his daddy being a killer also, he just has no remorse about it. And as you can hear in the clip, he said, I wasn't high on drugs, and I was only on Lexapro.
Lexapro
doesn't make you kill anybody. It's an antidepressant, right?
Right.
And shout out to, Jackson, Mississippi is the largest town in Mississippi, right? Or city.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that police chief says it's the worst he's ever seen, he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
And this is a horrible, horrible case. I saw that the one sister got released from the hospital yesterday. And so thankfully she's alive.
Yeah.
But doesn't make it any less
totally
painful or
senseless to kill them babies. Ew. Senseless to kill the mommy, but them babies. When I found out one of them was killed by him, I'm like,
well, I think
I'm not going to tell you what I thought, but it wasn't good thoughts.
And I'm going to speculate and go ahead and say that the trial, human trafficking is a very real part of this, and that's what the cages are for, obviously. But when he realized the gig was up and he wasn't going to be able to sell them or hide them anymore, he's just trying to kill them and get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that one's all over social media and the national news and everything else, and we haven't heard the last of it. But let me tell you a little something else about social media, Jim Chapman. And there's all kinds of people on social media. Some of them aren't that smart. And these four guys I'm going to tell you about, thank God they went on social media and it was acted upon and ultimately saved lives. But it happened right here in Baton Rouge. And four people including the 16-year-old, were arrested after brandishing weapons with a machine gun converter device and having plans to ambush and kill officers. And that's according to the Baton Rouge City Police Department. Mm. BRPD said it investigated three suspects after they consistently posted firearms equipped with machine gun conversion devices on the social media accounts. Now, during the investigation, detectives also learned of a plan to ambush and kill the Baton Rouge police officers. And on June 4th, 2024, BRPD Special Investigation Detectives, a great bunch of guys, and the U.S. Marshals Task Force, another great bunch of guys, executed arrest warrants and apprehended 16-year-old male suspect Xavier Gaines and 18-year-old Bryson Lumbers, 20 and 25-year-old Dwayne Williams. I guess they're brothers. I don't know. But the adults that were arrested were booked in the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison for possession of a machine gun. The 16-year-old was booked in the East Baton Rouge Parish Juvenile Detention Center for juvenile in possession of a machine gun. When his charges are going to get upgraded, the main thing is, yeah, when they say a machine gun converter, usually that's those bump clips.
Yeah.
And you've seen them.
Bump stocks.
Bump stocks. And then it makes it, when you fire it, the stock hits the thing where it makes it open and fire automatically. But these idiots, I mean, you always say, I don't worry about the ones that say they're going to do it. But these guys gain their notoriety saying, ooh, they posted numerous times, yeah, like, these machine guns, and we're going to kill Baton Rouge City police officers. Well, you know what? That's not a fucking joke.
Right.
You remember back when these guys came to town and killed the police officers, and it was the big shootout, and Nick was one of the ones, yeah, that finally ended up dying from it, Nick Tuyer. So it's a very real deal, and for what?
Yeah.
You know, you got arrested before because you were an asshole, and now you're going to kill the cops. Yeah. So thankfully, y'all see something, say something, and it's important, and it saves lives.
Just horrible that you would plot against the police. And you mentioned Nick Tuyer, of course, Matthew Gerald, Brad Garofalo, Montrell Jackson.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, we're going to go to Tennessee. And two teens and an 18-year-old have been shot, and you won't believe why. Well, the mom apparently found the daughter's boyfriend secretly sleeping in the daughter's bed. So I don't know. I don't know if I blame the mom.
Right, right. That should happen.
I might start unloading in that situation. I don't know. But actually, you know, that's obviously going a little bit too far. Two teens and an 18-year-old man in Memphis are currently hospitalized following a shooting that stemmed from a mom finding her daughter's boyfriend in the daughter's bed. Police said they arrived at the house to find that 18-year-old with gunshot wounds and his girlfriend outside. She told police that her boyfriend secretly slept over at her parents' house overnight, and her mom discovered the couple together in bed Friday morning.
There you go.
The girl said her mom was angry and told her that the 18-year-old boy had to leave, and he obeyed the mother's request. But to her surprise, he calls out to his 16-year-old friend, and he says, come out, because they were caught. Well, the 16-year-old friend, he was in the attic.
Yeah.
Go right. figure, man, right. in the attic. It's a little bit hot to be in an attic this time of year, especially in Memphis, Tennessee. Right. But when this was happening, the girl's teen said her mom was still shouting at her boyfriend as he was making his way outside. She said her boyfriend became angry. And guess what he does? He does what you would think he would do, draws a gun, and storms back inside the house towards her mother. But her mother don't play, Woody.
Yeah.
She don't play.
She didn't have it.
The mother runs upstairs, and she grabs her gun and fires a firing a single shot. So he actually shot at the mother as she's running upstairs. The girl told police her sister screamed, "Don't you shoot my mom." That's when the mother's boyfriend emerges from the bedroom with a gun and shoots the 18-year-old, striking him in the arm and back. During the gunfire, one of the two sisters, unspecified by police, was shot in her side, and a 16-year-old friend who was previously hiding in the attic, the one I told you about, yeah. he was also shot twice in his leg.
Damn.
Look, that guy was unloading on everybody. Everybody's getting out of my house. Pow, pow. So the mother's boyfriend, he hauls ass before police arrive.
Right.
Police said 12 casings were found on the property in total. As of now, all are still in the hospital. But here's my question to Woody. If you're investigating this, you show up on the scene, and I tell you that story.
Right.
And that 18-year-old shot at the mother.
Right.
The boyfriend of the mother comes out of the room, and he starts shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Is he in trouble?
I think that he's not in as bad as trouble as could have been, but because the boyfriend fired first, if that's proven to be true. But you're still responsible for your bullets go. Right?
Yeah.
And if you hit, the other occupants of the house and whatever, you're going to have some kind of negligent charge.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they're not dead. He's definitely going to be arrested, and it'll be up to the grand jury whether they indict him or not.
And I was going to say, is this one of the cases where you show up and you're just like, I'm going to let a judge figure this out. Everybody's going to jail.
You can't, and that's even if I break into your house and you kill me, you're still going to jail that night.
Yeah.
And it's very seldom that they will just be like, oh, no, well, you admitted to killing me, broke into your house, we're not going to arrest you. They're going to arrest you. And that's a misnomer. They're going to arrest you and book you in. They're probably going to release you on your own recognizance and forward it to the DA and get a no true bill. But you still took a life.
Gotcha.
This justice system isn't perfect, but it's best in the world. Jim, you remember? It's been a minute. Rachel Morin,
I do. The hiker,
the hikers,
beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady, and a mother, and all that. And we were all speculating that maybe it was a boyfriend or what have you, and she's hiking on the trail and they find her dead body. Well, let me tell you what happened, and it's a long, lengthy investigation. And I think we've updated you before on who it was, which was Victor Martinez Hernandez. But I want to tell you about how the investigation unfolded and what the FBI did and DNA and everything else, okay?
Okay.
So there's a former FBI special agent who gave an inside look into how federal and state law enforcement apprehended the El Salvador migrant suspect in the multi-state homicide investigation of Rachel Morin. Now, that's who I told y'all what he was, but just stick with me. So the retired FBI supervisor, Special Agent Scott Duffy, told Fox News Digital that at the beginning of any homicide investigation, law enforcement starts with those closest to the victim, like we speculate, like
sure.
Stranger danger killing. That's so rare that happens. Right?
Work it inside out,
right? Everybody's a suspect except for me.
Yeah.
But he said, first and foremost, you start with the loved ones, whether it be a spouse, a partner, or a romantic partner. And then once you exclude them, you move outward, which is true. So Duffy, who the agent who met with Morin's family in Harford County, Maryland, after her murder, said the FBI's combined DNA index system, or CODIS, y'all, that's now in the state of Louisiana. If you get arrested for any numerous of felonies, they automatically swab you, right, and put you in the CODIS. But CODIS allowed law enforcement across state lines to stay on the same page as the 10-month investigation progressed, right? That's how long it took. And she's mother of five, bro.
Yeah.
And just in the prime of her life, and now those babies are without their mom, right? But CODIS is a database used by federal and state law enforcement to compile DNA profiles of convicted offenders, unsolved crime scene evidence, and missing persons. Now, Breaking Morin's homicide case came after a piece of DNA evidence showed up thousands of miles from Morin's Maryland hometown in Los Angeles weeks after her disappearance. And lo and behold, the two DNA matches from the DNA from Rachel Morin's crime scene and the DNA from L.A. were a match through CODIS. Now, Duffy said the CODIS operates under strict guidelines, which gave him comfort about the legitimacy of the DNA match. Now, he said they have very strict guidelines, and the fact that you had two DNA matches was very comforting to me as a former investigator, he said. The former special agent said the unexpected twist came after investigators discovered Morin's suspected killer, later identified as Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was an illegal El Salvador migrant. He was not a U.S. national. Now, Martinez Hernandez's immigration status prompted law enforcement to rely on FBI international offices called legal attaches, right? Mm-hmm. So they have them in every country.
Sure.
And he said, what's their next stop? Out of the country into El Salvador, Duffy said. Now, it's one thing when you have a genealogical tree and you're able to say, okay, you know, we're getting close, and the DNA experts are able to say, hey, this is a match. But when you go out of the country, you lose certain ownership of the investigation, which you do because you're going in, out of the country into somebody else's jurisdiction, et cetera. And you don't always get the cooperation. You know, that's just the way it works. But the FBI International Office in El Salvador was used to bridge that gap with law enforcement in the U.S. on Morin's case. But having an FBI office in El Salvador, they're able to bridge that gap with American law enforcement and with El Salvadoran authorities. El Salvador authorities then communicated with the U.S. law enforcement that Martinez Hernandez had fled his country of origin after brutally killing someone in that country, right? Mm. So the news prompted the FBI to put out a red notice, which told all law enforcement involved in Interpol. And now Interpol, y'all, is like the worldwide organization where they collaborate. But they sent out the red notice and it got Interpol involved to be on the lookout for Martinez Hernandez because he's a bad guy, right? That red notice would have alerted authorities. Do not let this individual go any further. Stop and detain. And all those things are falling into place. Not to mention the hard work the Harford County investigators pursued with the LA authorities. Remember, because they had him tied to the DNA in LA also.
Yeah.
Duffy said he believes law enforcement used Martinez Hernandez's digital forensics footprint, or the DNA, to piece together the final touches on this investigation. They said a cell phone, an email address, and something that this individual is communicating with anybody else, thereby having such a footprint that law enforcement can zone in, pinpoint a relatively small, very tight area where surveillance can go out and investigate. Well, he's sending emails. They're getting the you know, what's that called? The address where you know what I'm talking about, where they could,
the GPS coordinate.
Well, yeah, wherever the email is originating from, they could,
right.
It slips my tongue, but they use that. They ping the cell phone. You know, this guy's not smart enough to not be communicating to other people. But he also didn't know they were on time.
Yeah. His ISP is internet.
Yeah, that's it. Internet protocol IP.
His IP address.
So Duffy said, the investigator said, it was amazing Martinez Hernandez, a wanted fugitive, managed to evade capture for 10 months after Morin's homicide. He said it'll be interesting to see what his means were. He said, who was supporting this individual who was already a fugitive from justice from his country of origin? Well, what does that mean? You're on the run for 10 months. You got to be getting funds from somewhere. And maybe from your home country. I doubt it. You want it for murder there too, right?
Yeah.
But on Saturday, Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Galler announced the arrest of Martinez Hernandez. Thank God. Galler said the 23-year-old was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and charged with first-degree murder and first-degree rape. So not only did he murder her, he raped her first. Right? Yeah. The 23-year-old migrant illegally crossed into the United States in February 2023. And the police said, we all suspected that Rachel was not his first victim. It is my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month earlier in January of 2023. Galler said a first DNA match for Martinez Hernandez was from Los Angeles attack in March of 2023. Now, once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mom during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone I believe is aware of, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the one in Los Angeles. Yeah. So Morin, who was 37, was reported missing in August by her boyfriend. And we naturally, I was throwing shade on the dude, kind of, right? Or at least I would have hit him first. But he said, he reported missing. He said she never returned after going out for a run on the Ma and Paul Trail, a pedestrian trail in Bel Air, a quiet and typically safe town about 28 miles northeast of Baltimore. Her body was found on the trail the next day. So this cat, straight up serial killer. Now you think about coming from El Salvador. They got him for one body in El Salvador.
And they don't play in El Salvador. Getting sentenced to death in about 2 days.
But the thing is, I agree with him. I don't believe that was his first. No. And then you go to Los Angeles and you attack a 9-year-old or mama. And then you're traveling the country. And you end up in Maryland and then they arrest you in Tulsa. You don't stop killing. You don't go from El Salvador and a month later do the attacks in Los Angeles and then fucking Maryland. That's all the way across the country, dude.
Right. And, I remember us covering the story. They linked that DNA. But here's the thing with DNA. You can link it one crime to another. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the DNA of the suspect, mm-hmm. it only tells you those two crimes are linked. You still don't know who did it.
Yeah. That's right.
This guy being illegally crossing into the United States, he has a little more brazenness about him because in his mind, nobody knows who I am. They don't even know I'm here.
Right. And 10 months to catch him. Right.
Yeah.
And that's you and I have covered so many, I hate to say great stories about serial killers and whatever, that they're smart enough to realize, you know what? I'm a stick and move. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit one here that I'm hauling ass on the next Greyhound bus all the way cross country. And guess what? You get there, you can't turn the beast off. You're going to rape and kill somebody else. Then you're going to jet. Then it confuses law enforcement agencies. You know you're an illegal immigrant from out of the country and confuses it even more. But shout out to these guys in CODIS. Man, what a great system that is. For bringing it together, and our hearts go out to these five babies and also to her boyfriend. He reported her missing, but it happens a lot of times where it is the boyfriend or the husband or whatever reports them missing, and that's okay too. But my apologies to that dude for thinking, well, not really, because I would have worked it that away.
Right.
So he could have been excluded, but I hate that for him too.
Yeah. Well, now he's vindicated that. And I did want to say before, and then we'll get off this subject, but you did a original on Sam. Sam Jones. Was it not Sam Jones? Jones. Sam Little, y'all. Holy so look, smoke. If you hadn't heard about that one, go listen to it. But let me tell you, Sam Little, the reason that he was able to kill 93 people was the fact that he moved from one place to another.
Constant. Look, he would get out of jail, and the very next day, he travels a couple hundred miles and kills somebody else.
Absolutely.
I mean, I believe this guy's going to be the same way. I believe if the police departments had the resources to go back in every cold case, homicide, and where they had DNA in and resubmit it, this guy's going to have a shit ton of bodies on him. Yeah, you don't stop killing. You don't kill in El Salvador, probably not your first. Kill in Los Angeles, kill in Maryland, and stop for 10 months? No. Yeah. He's going to have more bodies on him, and that fucker needs to be executed.
Yeah.
Period.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're going to go to Nashville. And
Nashville.
Got a crazy little lighter story for you, but a little bit different. A Nashville officer has been fired and arrested, and we're going to tell you why he was fired and arrested. That was on Thursday, and the reason for that is he appeared in a risque mock traffic stop skit on an OnlyFans video that he filmed while he was on duty. Probably shouldn't have done that on duty, number one.
Well, it means he's wearing the uniform and everything else.
Sean Herman was fired from the Metro Nashville Police Department one day after detectives with the Specialized Investigations Division discovered a video and identified him as the man in it. Now, guaranteed, someone else saw that video and called and said, one of your officers in a uniform, and they investigated. Right. So he was arrested at his home on two counts of felony official misconduct. Herman, who is 33, was wearing his uniform in the video and was seen from the chest down, the release states. In the skit, he groped the exposed breast of a female driver. Jeez. The video was filmed on April 26 in a warehouse parking lot in the Madison area while Herman was on duty as a patrol officer. A police spokesman said Friday that the woman in the video and the person who filmed it were not employees. Right. Herman was employed with the department for 3 years. So, he thought if he only showed from the chest down, he was going to get away with it. You forget you got your badge number on there, big dog.
Yeah. Somebody's going to recognize your shit, you know.
Somebody's going to recognize you grabbing them titties.
And they were
willing participants,
But the thing is, the people watching don't really know that they're willing participants, and I'm sure that somebody in uproar, like, holy shit, somebody in your department's groping females and posting.
Well, and they're playing up to fantasies. Yeah. I mean, you know, the old policeman pulls me over and fills me up fantasy.
Right. If I had a dollar for every time somebody offered me a sexual favor to let them go after I arrest them, I wouldn't be sitting here. And I know I didn't take it. But that happens. You know, I hate to use this term, but badge bunnies are a very real thing.
Yeah.
Most people don't know about that, but there's a fascination. A certain percentage of the population, wimp female, that are just down
cuff
the
me.
Uniform. I'm serious.
Look, Smokey and the Bandit. You remember the girl unzipped her shirt a little bit when the cop pulled her over to give her a ticket?
That's consenting adults or whatever. Don't do it on duty, boys. And man, I had so many when it was sheriff's office, there was a sensitive thing. There really was no internal affairs division at the time like there is now. But you get the call from the sheriff or the chief, and they come down and they're like, this happened.
Yeah.
Or this allegedly happened. And you're like, fuck, I got to investigate one of my buddies, right?
Yeah.
And but you know what? If something like that happened, the trade, hell, I know one cop brought this girl to jail and they had sex in the back seat and she got pregnant. Oh. And so there's no explaining that. Shit like that goes on. I hate it. I mean, you know, good and bad in every profession. And
well,
just,
let me
just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're not a dumbass.
Yeah, he was just a dumbass. And there's this is a victimless thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was but let me tell you this. This is just kind of a funny side story, but because it can go the other way too. This is back in my prior life and career. I was going down the road and I get pulled over here in Denham Springs. And if this person is listening right now, I'm sure you're still cute, but I get pulled up and I'm getting my information because I didn't completely stop at a stop sign. And I admit to that. So I get pulled over, I stop and I roll down my window and the police officer, and you know, you're expecting one thing.
Right.
And I look over and this lady was sure pretty. Really? Woody ever. Really? Oh, she was beautiful. Officer? Yes. Officer, yeah. You're not expecting that. So I look over and I'm like, oh, hello. And she's like, driver's license registration.
My very first field training officer, Tom, and I'm like, say his last name. He was a Vietnam vet and it was a Southeastern PD. And you know, basically, I hate to call it security guards, but you know, you can write tickets. You can write a campus ticket or a state ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to write tickets anyway, but Tom loved to write those fucking tickets, right? And so we get out on call it signal 18, a traffic stop, call it in, get out, and this girl is a smoke show, right? And the driver,
yeah,
and just absolutely beautiful, and she was giving Tom the song and dance and trying to, you know, flirt a way out of it. Tom wrote her that fucking ticket. And and we get back in the car. I said, bruh, I mean, you stroked her ticket? He said, fuck yeah, I did. And I said, why? He said, because pretty girls get all the breaks in life. He said, if I'm going to give a girl a break, it's going to be one that's not considered traditionally pretty.
Well, hey.
And he says deceased and God rest his soul. And He was such a cat and helped guide me in my early and formative years.
There you go.
And but I want to say this: the y'all back in the saddle, gym. It feels so good to be here. So blessed to be here. But I want y'all to understand every day. Now, look, Bloody Angola, Jim's been carrying me for months on that too. This week you're going to get a drop. Of me doing Bloody Angola because I'm trying to give my brother a break. He's about to lose his hair and he's been working, burning a candle to both ends. And I pray to God I never have to do for you what you did for me. But I can't tell you how many days a week it's going to be. Me and you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday daily show. Every day, then this new show that I haven't even been a part of yet, which is going to drop on Fridays and Mondays, Your Real Life Real Crime Original on Saturdays, and Bloody Angola on Thursday. So that's like seven shows a week you're going to be getting with me on it. So, but I'm back. No traveling in the future other than my granddaughter's going to be born. In San Diego,
I saw that T-shirt you had on,
right? Yeah. Best dads get promoted to grandpa.
Yes.
I cried when she gave me that.
That's awesome.
And the last time I was here, I was sick. But the last time we recorded together, I was like, "Oh, I can kick this shit." But that's when I left, went home that day, and I was like, "I got to take a little nap." And I woke up, and my fucking fever was through the roof. And I went back, and the rest is history. But I love y'all. You never know what it means. I can never thank all the people who come in and send well wishes and prayers and everything else. But because I'm gonna forget somebody, but I do want to thank you. And you mean the world to me. I always say I love and appreciate each and every one of you, but I really, really, really do. And y'all go listen to the original this week on Real Life, Real Crime. And I'm going to begin to explain the fucking nightmare that it was. But we're back.
We're back.
And
better than ever.
Bloody Angola patrons, y'all got a bonus episode coming too on with some Ask Me Anythings that y'all sent in, and it's all going to be good, and we're going to keep rolling.
That's it. All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And thank God I'm back in the saddle, and I'm Woody Overton.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.